Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, my friends, the market's popping again. I told you years ago that it was going to go down, and then it was going to go back to normal. And it is now popping. It's in a great place. Went on a road trip this weekend, last weekend, and we went to this property, a little 60-unit apartment complex, and the property's already went up like $2 million in value. So it wasn't owned by one person. It was owned by a syndicator and his group of friends that bought into the deal with him. And, you know, you think about this. How do you make $2 million in a couple of years? It's just amazing. And the guy did a great job. He won an award, the San Antonio Apartment Association Award and the National Apartment Association Award. An incredible deal. And he had never done a piece of real estate before he joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And now he's got an award-winning investment that made himself and his partners on paper about $2 million bucks. And I say on paper because they haven't sold it. But it's increase in value. So today what I wanted to do, because not all of you can get to go on a road trip like that, I want to go over with you how real estate actually makes money and why you really need to get involved in some type of a real estate investment if done correctly. Now remember, you have to keep this in mind. If you do real estate the wrong way, you can lose money. And there are a lot of people out there doing it a lot of different ways. I notice that all the time. I have people tell me that. You know, I did this and I did that. In fact, I actually have a couple of examples of someone who joined up here who did it not as effectively as you could have before he came here. That's why he joined up. Changed his system, right? I'll go into that later to show you what didn't work very, doesn't work very well. But first, I'm going to cover what does work well. And to understand that, you have to understand that most investments are pretty much unilateral. I mean, they're just one way. They work one way. You buy the stock market, you hope the stocks go up. Pretty much it. Some stocks, on the other hand, they may have a dividend to them of some type. So that's got two parts to it, right? But the reality is that real estate has five, and if another way of looking at it, maybe even six different ways to look at it, ways to make money. So it makes it a much more powerful investment in your life, both short-term and long-term. So I want to make sure today that we cover that and we get that out there for you. I also want to let everybody know that if you're one of our members and you're in the San Antonio area, I'm going to be there. I think it was the 6th, 7th, or 8th, something like that, whatever it is. I'm going to be there for a road trip. You don't want to miss that because I'm going to go over the new market, what the prices are, what the values are, and how do you evaluate this new market, real estate, now that things have all changed, and how do you make the deals work in this day and age. So that's a don't-miss opportunity. We're going out on a live road trip. And you need to get to Lifestyles office or to one of the members or online and find out what you need to do to get to that event. You don't want to miss that. Now, having said that, we're going to go back to understanding that real estate earns money in between five and six different manners, done the way we do it. There may be even other ways to do it, but these are the ways we do it, and they happen all at the same time, which is what makes real estate so powerful. So what is the first one? The first powerful piece about real estate is that you could do something called equity capture. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to your stock market friends and financial advisor or stockbroker, whoever it is you deal with that helps you do stocks. And I want you to say, look, I want you to buy me a stock. I'll make up a name just so we have something to talk about. Say Microsoft. I want you to go buy me Microsoft stock at 50 cents on the dollar. And then I want you to lend me the money to buy that Microsoft stock 50 cents on the dollar. So I will have made 100% gain or better after we do the buy. Now they're going to tell you crazy. You're going to pay for Microsoft whatever Microsoft is worth. You can't buy Microsoft stock below what Microsoft stock is worth, period. Now you can try to short it, or you can try to put it long, but those are gambles. Those are just flat gambles. I'm saying today it's worth $100,000 a share. I'm buying it for $50,000 a share. Now that's the first thing you can do in real estate. You can create an instant captured gain. So how do we do that? Well, we go out there and buy houses. Most of the rental houses in the marketplace today, well, the median's about $300,000. So most of the deals we do are somewhere around $200,000 in value, way below the median. That way we know we can sell them instantly. That way we know we can rent them instantly, right? And so we'll go buy these $200,000 houses for around $100,000. And they'll be in very poor repair. We'll typically need to put about $50,000 in them for repairs. And so we'll be all in, cost-wise, about $150,000 for this rental house. Now, what's different about what we do than what you as a normal person out there would do is you would normally go out there and for the $100,000 house, put 20% down, so that's $20,000 out of pocket. The rehab being $50,000, you'd put that down, that's $70,000. Now you get $70,000 out of pocket, and you own this house. And that still would be a great deal. Because you bought a $200,000 house for $150,000. You made $50,000, right? And you made it on $70,000 investment. That's a pretty good return. That's probably something like 70%. Great deal. But that's not what we do. What we do is we go buy that property with a hard money loan. And the hard money lender is willing to lend us 75% of the after repaired value. Now, the after repaired value in this deal is $200,000. So 75% of $200,000 is $150,000. So what does that mean we have out of pocket? Essentially nothing. Now, there's going to be some closing costs, whatever they may be, a couple $1,000s, as much as $10,000. It just depends on the deal. You may not buy it low enough to get all the rehab inside of the initial loan, and you might have to come out of pocket with a little more. Typically, these deals can be done for $25,000 down or less. I've seen them as zero. I've seen them as high as $25,000. And if you capture $50,000 and you have $25,000 in it, you've just made 200% return. Now, if you capture $50,000 and you only have $10,000 in it, you've just made a 500% return. So you can't do that in the stock market. That's the day you close, you've made that money. You can't do that anywhere else. And that's one of the major reasons. Now, in the multifamily business, it works in a reverse manner. We go out and buy a property that's in bad repair. And let's say we buy it for $1 million and we put 20% down, which is $200,000. But then we go back and we increase its value by 10 or 20%. Now, remember, if we have 20% down and we increase the value by 20%, we've just made a 100% return gain. So that's how we get that initial 100%. We call this forced equity. We take it over and we force the value to go up. How do we do that? Well, the value of an apartment complex is not based on comparative market analysis like they are in single family homes. It's based on income. So if we raise the income, tighten up the expenses if possible, in that change, we make the value go up. Next, let's talk about the second way real estate is different. Real estate has cash flow. And I don't know how to make this any clearer than to just scream it at the top of my lungs saying, look, you can't retire till you have cash flow. Most people think the way you retire is you build up a pile of money and then you try to live off of it and your goal is to die before the pile runs out. So what's the difference? Well, when you had a 401k, I had a 401k. It didn't pay me anything. In fact, I had to pay money into it. I used to be upset, to say the least, that money came out of my check to put it into 401k, but they convinced us all we should do it. It was dumb as a rock. Never saw the money. Still got taxed on, too, by the way. You don't realize when you put money into a 401k, you're still paying Social Security and Medicare tax on it. You haven't even got the money, and you're paying taxes on it. Wacko thing. So when you think about it, how do you retire? The way you retire is you build up enough passive income to replace your earned income. That's the only way you retire at 34 years of age, or at 44 years of age, or at 54 years of age, or at 64 years of age. Most people that join Lifestyles, it happens right after they go visit their financial planner, and the guy goes, okay, you got $200,000, $300,000, and you make 100 grand a year, so you could last 3 years. Then you're broke. So you can't retire. It won't work. System doesn't work. You have to have cash flow to retire. I just can't say it loud enough. I can't say it long enough. I can't make it clear. Now, start with a rent house. Maybe you only make $500 a month positive cash flow in the first one. But do you have $500 a month coming in the mail to you every single month? Put it in your pocket. $500. I remember the first time I got my first checks. I'm like, man, this is incredible. I didn't work for this. Then you get 1,000, and then went from 1,000 to 2,000. You follow what I'm saying? It just gets better and better and better and better. I remember when I got to $5,000 a month, I go, you know what? That's more than what I take home from my job. I was making 70 grand a year. And by the time you take out taxes, insurance, 401k, blah, 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 I was only taking home $3,000 a month. $3,000, $3,500, something like that. Now, all of a sudden, I'm making $5,000 a month. And by the way, one of the other reasons real estate is so important is because it was tax-free, which made that $5,000 worth a lot more. Well, the $3,500 was after tax. So you see, it only would have taken $3,500 to replace what I was taking home. But I was making $5,000, so I was making more. So cash flow, guys, is the second thing. Now, we'll add on top of that very quickly before we go to break, the third thing, which is principal reduction. You've got a mortgage on that house. If you've done it right, you've got a mortgage on that house. And your tenant is paying the mortgage. You're not paying the mortgage. That $500 a month positive cash flow, $1,000 or $5,000, is after the mortgage is paid. The more mortgages you have, the more money your tenants are paying for you to pay off that mortgage. And at some point, the principal reduction in this thing, and let's reduce this to the ridiculous, if it's a 30-year mortgage and you held it for 30 years, which wouldn't be our model, but if you did, 30 years from now, let's say you bought $2 or $3 million worth of real estate, it would have doubled in value and the mortgages would be paid off. That's the beauty of this stuff. And that's why you need to get into real estate. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it. Want to build wealth, impacting your family for generations? Del Wamsley and his Lifestyles Unlimited team are educating folks just like you how to become real estate retired, even winning awards like Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased it for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So.
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
With over 33 years teaching real people the roadmap to real estate retiring, we want to meet you. Join Lifestyles Unlimited for $297 and save 60% off the regular price. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297. That's $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing how real estate makes you money in five different ways, okay? Sometimes six, and I'm going to cover what the sixth one is also. But I want you to understand the premise here is that most investments only have one, possibly two ways that they make you money. And if that one way isn't working, the other way, there's no other way. You're not making any money. Also, when you take the fact that there's five different ways, these five different ways are all leveraged in real estate when done correctly. And that means the growth is astronomically better than just straight up putting money into something, any type of investment when you pay cash for it. So let's take a look at the next one and give you an example is appreciation. The misrepresentation that they try to play with you out there with the stockbroker guys and to just try to put real estate down. Because by the way, every stockbroker guy I know owns real estate. That's everyone I know. Now, maybe I only know a certain type of stockbroker, but everyone I know owns real estate because they know that real estate makes more money than stocks do. All right. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about appreciation and the myth that they try to bestow upon you. They tell you the stock market grows at some rate, whatever rate. I'm going to make up a rate. Let's say it grows at 5%, or, you know, some of them might tell you it grows at 10%. Some might say it grows at 12%. Whatever that is, that's fine. Let's let them make that statement. And whether or not that's true over the long haul, I don't know. I'm just going to assume it is. I'm assuming that they're being honest. But what they're trying to tell you is disingenuous is they're saying that real estate appreciates at something like 3, 4, or 5%. Now, first of all, just on the face of it, some subdivisions appreciate as high as double digits, 15, 16% I've seen. And other ones don't appreciate any more than that. But if the average is 5 or 6% or whatever, that's fine, except for this point. We're not paying cash for that house. We're not paying cash for that apartment. So if I buy a house and it's a $100,000 house, I'm just making up numbers here, you can follow on the radio. And if I buy it for $100,000 and I put 10% down, because we're not putting 20% down with our hard money lending situation, we're putting down anywhere from zero to probably 10% overall in the whole thing. In other words, if we have a $200,000 house, we don't have more than $20,000, $25,000 in it. So let's just say on average 10%. If I have 10% down on that house and that house goes up 5%, it goes up $5,000 in value. Well, $5,000 is not based on the $100,000. It's based on the $10,000 I have invested. If it goes up $5,000 on my $10,000 invested, I've made a 50% gain. So let's talk about this. If it only goes up 3%, that's a 30% gain. If it goes up 4%, that's a 40% gain. If it goes up 5%, it's a 50% gain. If it goes up 16%, that's a 160% gain compared to the stock market they're claiming is 10%. Or 12% or whatever they're claiming. It's not even close. It's at least double the rate of return on this appreciation. Now, when you add principal reduction to that, then when you add the fact that we buy at $50,000 below market, you've already got $50,000 worth of equity. You've got your tenant paying your mortgage down. And now you're gaining equity at 5% just through pure appreciation. You've done nothing. I'm going to change the word appreciation to inflation. The value of your asset went up. And so in no time at all, the amount that you have in there equity-wise is 100, 200, 300% from what you put into the deal. You can't do that in other investments. It just doesn't happen. So when you look at this and you think about this in a long-term basis, you, as an American, as an X or a Z or a Y generation person, whatever you are, you're going to grow old eventually. And eventually, you're not going to be able to get up and go to work. I mean, look at Biden. Now, Biden's an extreme example. But let's just consider, Father Time's going to win this battle. Do you understand that? It's all that's the reality. Somebody's going to lose. It's not going to be Father Time. It's going to be you. The older you get, the tireder you are, the less motivated you are to go in there and push the rock up the hill to get on the gerbil cage and run around the gerbil cave and less excited about getting in your car and driving 30 minutes to an hour to work and 30 minutes to an hour back, living the life of quiet desperation. The older you get, the more desperate that life becomes. But if you think about it, not only can you replace all that with this cash flow that we talked about, but over a period of time, your net worth is going up in value. You are becoming wealthier. Now let's turn around and look at the people that don't have real estate. Their net worth is going nowhere. In fact, because of inflation, their net asset value is going down in life. They're literally becoming poorer because everything else is becoming worth less. That's what inflation is doing to you. That's why, you know, the Democrats are having such a tough time explaining to people why they should love inflation. They don't, because everything you own becomes worth less. The cost to buy the things you need goes up. That's inflation. But wait, if you own millions of dollars of real estate, that means you're making some percentage of inflation on that million. And so all of a sudden, inflation becomes your friend. Now, that's a bizarre animal right there. So you say, well, why are you not a Republican or a Democrat? Because the Democrats screw it up and there's massive inflation, my asset value goes up. So, wow. If the Democrats screw it up and make it to where there's, you know, no housing because nobody will build anything, then my asset value goes up. You understand? They do ridiculous things to try to destroy personal businesses, but people still need housing. Wow. On the other hand, the Republicans get in there and they make money cheap, then I can do more business. Then I can buy even more real estate, make even more money, right? And if business is going well, then my cash flow will go up. People have more money to pay. I can increase my rents and business will be better. Now, heads I win, tails you lose is the life I want to live. Do you understand that? Heads I win, tails you lose. Inflation, you lose. I don't. I make money. Heads, I win. Republicans take over. Everything's great. Business is good again. I make more money. Tails, Democrats win. They screw up the economy. Inflation goes through the ceiling. They keep spending money they don't have to spend. And boom, my asset values go up. Now, you don't have that benefit if you don't own real estate. So every year since I was 34 years old, I retired at 34 years of age. I've retired on houses, actually. Every year since I've retired, I've bought more real estate. Every year. I've already bought one this year. I've got two more I'm buying already under contract. It'll be closing pretty soon. And I keep buying more real estate. More and more and more and more and more. People wonder, how do you get so much money? I said, I've been buying real estate since I was 34 years old. Think about that. Every year for 30 years, I've been buying real estate. A very high percentage of millionaires. And by the way, I've heard everybody say everything from 70%, 80%, 90% of all millionaires were real estate investors. I've heard it said that 80, 90% of millionaires own real estate investments. That's probably more true. I mean, there's lots of ways to make money if you own your own companies and do things, right? But once you own your own company, you get tired of working every day, grinding and pushing the rock up the hill. If you ever want to retire without pushing the rock anymore, then I think 90% of the people probably did buy real estate to reinforce their business or to fulfill the income needs after they were ready to get out and or retire from their business. Having said that, you know, we're going to cover that. I want to cover one thing right now. For those of you who just tuned in, it's that time of year where we're out doing road trips again, and I'm happy to say that it's exciting to me because there are a lot of good deals out there again. Whereas over the last 2 years from 2021, 2022, and then in the beginning of 2023, the prices had gotten so high, and they didn't start coming down until 23 when they killed everything with the interest rate increase. But now that they have, they brought the market back down to normal. Now real estate transactions work the way they're supposed to work again. And so that's got me excited. So I'm out there. I'm traveling the country now doing road trips with people because I believe you need to go see these real estate deals. You need to see them, feel them, smell them, to understand them. You need to be able to understand the difference between A-class, B-class, C-class, and D-class properties. If you can't, if you don't understand that, then you're not going to be able to pay the right price. I've been seeing people for the last 3 years pay way too much for real estate because they don't know. They're buying class B's, C's, and D's for class A prices. It's just ridiculous. It really is. It's scary. And right now, a lot of those people are paying the price for those bad decisions. And we're out there buying that stuff from them 50 cents on the dollar because they made bad decisions. Bad decisions that I didn't make, bad decisions that I didn't teach anybody to make, bad decisions that I didn't mentor anybody to make, right? So those decisions have been made. That's water under the bridge. Now, what do you do with it? Well, now you get out there and you buy this stuff 50 cents on the dollar from these people. And I think really what they're saying is the market has adjusted down about 40%. So it's not really 50%, although you might find one where somebody's in worse situation. They have to go down even more. But let's just say the market's down about 40%. That is beneficial for us, the people buying right now. So there's two places you can get on one of these road trips. One, if you're a member or going to become a member in San Antonio. I'm going to be there first week in August doing a road trip in San Antonio. We're going to apartment complexes. And then for those of you who are not members, the largest real estate expo in the world. I mean, there's no place where more real estate investors come than our expo. It's in Dallas, Texas. Actually, it's not. It's in Irving, Texas, at the convention center there. And this is in October, the first week in October. And on that road trip, it's actually 2 days long. There's actually eight properties. And you can sign up either to ride in my bus or you can sign up to ride in one of the other eight buses. It's a little less if you don't ride with me. But if you ride personally with me, it's a little bit more because I will be telling stories the whole time. Now, wherever we stop and get out, I will be telling, you know, talking to people, pointing out what's important. So will my mentors be there. To point this out. When we're done, we'll come back and we'll have a debrief where we'll go over every property and what you should have seen. You will learn more from this experience than you could taking 100 classes, because everything you talk about in class doesn't register till you see it. When you see it, it makes all the difference in the world. So you want to get signed up for those two things. The bus trip on the expo, by the way, has a limits. The San Antonio doesn't because we go in cars, but the bus trips has a limited number of seats. So I know there's still some seats left. You want to get in there and get registered right away because there's not a lot of seats left. I don't know how many, but you want to get in because every year it sells out. I mean, this isn't until October, and we're probably 90% sold out already. So you want to get in there. I'm just telling you, not because I'm trying to pressure you, but because you don't want to be that last minute going, yeah, I should have gone. I'll go sign up, and boom, they're gone because that happens. All right. So let's go back and get with the last way real estate makes you money, and that is tax advantages. Can you imagine if you go open a small business, you're going to pay for every dollar you earn out of the blocks 15.3% Social Security and Medicare? Now, this is a brutal tax, and the reason it's brutal is because they're taking the money right now and giving it to illegal aliens to live, to give them free health care. All this money you thought you were piling up in a pile for Social Security and Medicare for you to retire someday for Americans is now being used to pay for illegal aliens. But it gets wasted other ways also. The bottom line is you have to pay it if you own your own business, 15.3%. Now, if you work for someone, you only have to pay half of it, and the employer has to pay half of it. So you're paying 7.3 or 7.4, whatever it is. 7.5, I don't even know. But, it, you know, it's half of that. So that's a big tax right there. Now let's go to federal income tax. Federal income tax goes anywhere from 15 to 42%. And you're paying that, whatever it is. I don't know how much you make, but you're in there somewhere. So you're paying 15 to 42%. Now, if you own your own business, that's 15 and 15 is 30. If it's 42 and 15, that's 57%. Ungodly. Then, if you live in California, New York, Illinois, you have to pay state tax, income tax. And I just read an article this morning that said California's just upped their state income tax to 14%. My friends, if you can avoid paying this 50 or 60% overall income tax rate, you can retire at 34 years of age. Hope you understand, and understand it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.